You're listening to SBS News.
The day began with Group E matches played simultaneously. In France, the Netherlands and Canada were already assured of a berth in the knockout phase, and so both sides were looking for the glory of taking out top spot of the group. The sides played a scoreless first half before things got moving in the second, as the Netherlands took a 1-0 lead. Canada equalised moments later in the 60th minute, but in the 75th, Dutch forward Lenit Beierenstein scored, enabling her side to go on and win the game 2-1. Netherlands coach Serena Wiegman hopes her side can perform just as well against Japan in Rennes on Wednesday.
Dat hoop ik. Maar ja, goed, we kennen Japan.
4 years ago, we played Japan as well when we were amongst the last 16. We know what the squad is about, and let's hope we are able to play well. Japan play very disciplined, so that will happen this time as well. So it's a copy and paste of the tournament of 4 years ago. However, the Dutch team improved.
Meanwhile, Canada will play Sweden in Paris on Tuesday. Player of the match and Canadian forward Christine Sinclair says while she's disappointed in the loss, she knows her side can bounce back.
This team puts in so much work off the field. I have no doubt that we'll be super prepared for whoever we happen to face next. And yeah, I just think this game is a step up in level from the first two games and a little bit of a wake-up call for us. And yeah, just took us a little bit to get into the game. And yeah, that can't happen against the best teams in the world.
Meanwhile, in Montpellier, Cameroon and New Zealand also played a goalless first half before a more exciting second half took hold. Ajara Nchut scored in the 58th minute, starting Cameroon's push for the last 16. An own goal got the Football Ferns back on equal terms, but in the last kick of the game in overtime, Cameroon's forward Nchut kicked the ball into the far corner of the net to help her country progress. Here's how the moment was called by SBS commentary.
Good turn away from Percival. Another great turn, and Nchut has put Cameroon into the knockout stages of the Women's World Cup with a quite outstanding goal. It couldn't have been any later. It couldn't have been any more dramatic. Ajara Nchut has won this game.
Nchut says she's pleased she's been able to play a key role in getting her country to the next stage, where a match against England awaits on Tuesday.
To be honest, I'm very happy. We have been waiting for this moment for a long time. In 2015, we got to the round of 16, and so we really wanted to do our flag proud. We didn't want to just stumble through to the next round. We wanted to prove that we are the Lionesses.
Cameroon's win means Argentina from Group D is now out of the tournament. New Zealand coach Tom Samani says he's disappointed his side also won't be progressing. But he's looking to next year's Olympics as a chance for New Zealand to redeem itself.
I think you always feel a sensation of failure when you don't win any games. But that's got to be tempered with the reality. And we came up against some very tough teams in a tough group. And we did our best to try and get a result. And we just, at the end of the day, we just weren't quite good enough to get a result.
Later, the United States took on Sweden in a highly anticipated match between the two top-ranked sides in Le Havre. Lindsay Horan scored in just the third minute of the match against Sweden, boosting the US's confidence. Another goal was then awarded to Tobin Heath following a drawn-out video assistant referee ruling for a possible offside on the play for either her or Carly Lloyd. US coach Jill Ellis says she's pleased her side is through the group stage without conceding a goal.
It's a good performance. We wanted to talk about continuing to build momentum, but we got some things to work on, you know, in terms of just making sure we are better and sharper in the next game. And, you know, the players know that.
While claiming top spot of Group F, the US has also claimed a new record for the 18 goals it scored in the stage. The US plays Spain on Tuesday in Reims. Despite losing, Sweden is pleased with its defensive effort, having prevented a much larger scoring margin as seen in the US's previous matches. But coach Peter Gerardsson has been criticised for selecting some players over others in order to keep his players fresh for the round of 16. He's defended his decision.
It's really not something that I feel I need to explain, that this player is not playing because of that or whatever. I'd rather take your criticism for this rather than revealing everything. Right now, we're focused on the next match on Monday. And hopefully, we will have 23 players who want to play that match. And we will be needing that because we have hopes of winning the match against Canada. And we're going to need additional players later on.
At the same time, Chile and Thailand played out a match in Rennes. Chile could have progressed to the round of 16 if they scored at least 3 goals in the match, and they got close. The side was 2-0 up when a penalty was awarded to Francisca Lara, with the ball deflecting off the top bar. Coach Jose Enrique says he's proud of his women recording their first Women's World Cup victory.
But I'm proud of this player.
We knew it was going to be a challenge. It wasn't going to be easy, but I'm very proud of these players. They've achieved such an amazing feat. They've come from being practically unknown to putting on the show that they've been able to put on and the performance that they have at this World Cup. And I say it's a gigantic leap in terms of our progress.
The loss means Nigeria rounds out the bottom of the last 16, going through to the knockouts as the fourth best third place side. Thailand's coach Noong is also reflecting on her side's World Cup experience, hoping they can come back better and stronger.
We have to admit that in this tournament, every team in this group has a better ability than us. So we have to go back, bring back the experience and share with the younger generation and how they could be better prepared if they want to participate in the World Cup.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.